He said Catherine Kuhlman had not talked to him in a while. And she came to him one night and began to tell him, Benny this, Benny that. Now the people, they clap on that. But they don't understand scripture. It calls it necromancy. That's why when Saul went to the witch of Endor, Saul knew that it was death to those that did or practiced that kind of necromancing. And yet this stupid, ignorant people that think they know Yahweh, they hand clap, they applaud him, and they say, ah, Benny, Benny, Benny. And so Yahweh has set up these pseudos like the Benny Hins, the Hagans, the Creflo Dollars, the Bishop Longs and the Bishop Blakes and the T.D. Jakes. And they draw them in by the hundreds of thousands, by the millions. They draw them in. He has set up these deceived men because he's going to destroy them. They're already destroying the people already. The people have no affection for truth. You tell them one simple mitzvah. Remember the Shabbat and keep it Kodash. They rail against you. They rail against you. They speak against you. Yahweh said, I have deceived them. I will send them forth. They will deceive the people. Why? Because I have sent them forth to do that. He said, I'm going to destroy them. Verse 10, and they shall bear, listen to this, and they shall bear the punishment of whose? Their iniquity, their perverted mindset, their depravity, and the punishment of the Nabi shall be even as the punishment of him that seek him. Do you see Yahweh? He said the punishment of those that seek out the Benny Hins and all those will be just like Benny Hins. He said the punishment of those that seek out these pseudos will be just like the pseudo that ministers to them. He said the punishment is going to be that way. And Yahweh, we don't want to fall into his hands. His punishment is not like what our punishment can be administered. It is an everlasting punishment. It is a terrifying thing. This is a generation that will not acknowledge their own iniquities and their own stumbling blocks. We are people that will accuse everyone but ourselves. We are people that can always see the fault in someone else but our own self. And the reason we do that is because we esteem ourselves more highly. I used to watch my mother and my aunt. My aunt would think her children were doing something much more superior than my mother. And we all were wicked as dogs. We were all doing the same thing. No different at all. But my mother had a sense of pride for hers. And my aunt had a sense of pride for hers. And look at where they all fell to. That is one of the worst things to induce in your homes. And that is a sense of pride. You want to induce the ruah of humbleness. You don't want to put a sense of pride there because pride brings out a fall. And they all become prideful. They get lifted up in their own arrogance and their haughtiness. And they're going to be destroyed. Look at who it is. I don't care if it's your son, your daughter, your grandmama, your grandpappy. It makes no difference at all. And the enemy has done a magnificent job with that, hasn't he? He's done a marvelous thing. Why? Because we have not taught them the disciplines of Torah and trained them in the ways of Yahweh. We must be trained. You cannot be a proficient or an effective warrior unless you're trained. You don't go to battle untrained. You must be trained. And you have to be trained by those that have been in combat, that understand what the battle is all about. You don't want no novice to train you. When I was trained in the military, I was trained by ex-Vietnam veterans. They had seen their buddies die. They had seen many die. They had gone to places and they have seen the bodies blown up in pieces. And they were tough on us. They were tough on us. They didn't spare us. They make us get down, you dirty dog. Why? Because they knew the conditions that if we had to deploy to Vietnam, they would have been much more intense than that. So they had to prepare us psychologically, and they had to prepare us physically. Well, I can't do another push-up. You dog, if you don't get, I'll kick your head in. That's the way they talk to you. You can't do another, give me 10 more. And you find yourself doing 10 more. You said you could do it, give me 10 more. You found some way to get 10 more out of you. You found some way to do it, and you did it. And yet you could see the change in your physiological form. You could see your body change. You could look at yourself and say, my. You could see the change. And in that physical form or that physical change, you knew that there was something taking place in here. Why? Because you could go beyond the limitations of your own mind, of your own ability, of that thing that says you can't do it. You went beyond that. Yahweh has not given us anything that we cannot bear. And so we don't want to do what He tells us. We limit ourselves because we say, well, I can't do it. No, I can do all things. The power of Yahshua of HaMashiach that gives me strength. I don't care what it is, I can do it. I can do all things because He's the strength of Torah. He's the power of Torah. He is the strength of Torah. He is the Ruah, the power of Torah, what He is. So I can do all things. I can do the things that Torah commands and requires of me to do because He is the strength of it. Why? Did He do all things to please Yahweh? I can do all things to please Him. So without any kind of excuse, period. Period. Regardless of what we say and what we think. He says in verse 10, and they shall bear the punishment, and you will bear the punishment of their iniquity. And the punishment of the Nabi shall even be as the punishment of those that seek Him. That the Bayit of Yisrael may go no more astray from me. Now that's why He's going to have to bring punishment. That His people will not go astray from Him. We may not understand that, but He's going to do it. Well, why, Yahweh? Because I said it. There's a way that I command you to walk and you must walk. He said that they will not go astray from me, neither be polluted or defiled anymore with all of their transgressions, their sins. But that they may be my people and I may be their Abba, saith the sovereign Yahweh. He goes on to say, the word of Yahweh came unto me again, saying, Ben-Adam, son of man, when the land sinned against me by trespassing grievously. Do you all hear that? This land has sinned against Yahweh. It defies Torah teaching. The mitzvahs of Yahweh, they're damned. The Shabbat has no relevance. They go before their gods, Hollywood, their idols. These idols are imparted into their hearts, their lives. That's why they set before that thing. It's the power to implement or to put that spirit in them. They will sit there and they will be consumed by it. Their minds are taken by their video games of demology and demon practices. Their children are given over to that demology and demon practices and demon rituals. Their minds are sadistic today. They've turned away from Yahweh. They've gone astray. It's just like an estranged woman, like a prostitute or whore, Jezebel. That's what one is estranged. It is a prostitute. It is a pagan worshiper. How much of your mind or your time do you give thinking on Yahweh? Isn't that something? You can't recall three scriptures, but you can recall what happened 6 months ago. How wicked are you? You can recall the infraction that a brother or sister did against you 3 months ago, but you can recall what we were preaching last Shabbat. How vile are you? And that's the mindset of this generation. It's that way. They have their stumbling blocks. He said, you have this land has transgressed grievously. He said, I will stretch out my hand upon it, and I will break the stay of their bread or their living source thereof. And I will send famine upon it. It is a famine in this land today. Not for eating of the bread because we're fat and we're lazy. We're slothful. We're out of shape. It's for the hearing of the word of Yahweh. He said, I was in a famine and I will cut off man and beast with it. He said, though, listen to this now. Yahweh is telling us of the conditions. He's telling us what He's going to do. He says, I want to tell you something. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Eob, were in it, they were but deliver their own being, their own souls, by their own righteousness, saith the sovereign Yahweh. What, by what righteousness? By the righteousness of Torah. He is from everlasting to everlasting. And His Torah is the truth. Yahweh's righteousness is from everlasting to everlasting. The Torah doesn't change. And these three men were in this time. They will only deliver themselves. Do you hear me? In this generation. It is a blasphemous. It is a depraved generation. They would only deliver themselves. They would only make themselves free. He says, if I cause the evil beast to pass through the land. And he has caused that in many lands. He's causing it today in this land. The evil beast. The noisome beast. The governments, they're evil. They're breaking. They're going to break this nation. They're going to bring it down to a state of slavery. I know we don't believe that. But that's what they're going to do. 10% of the population of Mexico is already here. They're working. Do you understand this, brothers and sisters? Can I tell you something? I know we don't know much. I know I don't, and you don't either. Do you understand what NAFTA was? I know we don't recall the days of NAFTA and GATT and all the treaties. North America Free Trade Alliances. What NAFTA stated is that when they began to move the jobs from America, it is not that Mexico do not have jobs. They have millions of jobs. They just don't pay the people a living wage. And what NAFTA said, you cannot, if Josh take his corporation to Mexico, and Karen take hers, and Dot take hers, we have a limitation on how much money you can pay the Mexicans. So Honeycutt's corporation can't pay more than mine. And my corporation can't pay more than Trace's. And Trace's can't pay more than yourselves. So they don't pay them a living wage. They pay them pennies. They're going to break down this arrogant beast, this whore. They're going to break down America. I know you don't believe it. But they're going to break it down. They're going to break it down. And so they don't pay the people. They got thousands of jobs there. Millions of jobs. But that's what NAFTA said. It stated that you cannot hold up. These conglomerate dogs, they don't care nothing about the people. They're feeding us poison. Why do you think the cows are mad? When you feed a cow cow meat, it ought to make it mad. Yahweh made that thing to eat grass. Mad cow diseases, sexual transmitted diseases. That's why the cows are mad. If they were feeding you human meat, that would make you mad. And twisting the minds of the cows, and they got mad cows. Taking the genes of human beings and using them in food. You wonder why our bodies the way they are? You wonder why the tumor grows and all of that? They're taking this thing, we got this thing about the sugar thing. No sugar, and all of a sudden they take this corn syrup, and all of a sudden we got diabetes rising in this nation. They're taking this false stuff and putting it in the bodies of human beings. It wasn't made for that, brothers and sisters. Our bodies were not made. That's why they're funny. That's why they don't act right. They don't respond right. That's why our bodies are in the shape today. And that's why our sons and daughters are sickly. That's the reason why. They're putting these things in the cows, feeding cows, cow meats, that can't be. A cow was meant to eat grass. It doesn't eat corn. It's meant to eat grass. And if it found a patch of corn, let it be. But that's what it was meant to eat. And this twisted mind of this generation, they're causing the chickens to get fat in 4 or 5 weeks with the steroids. You wonder why your bodies are contorted and deformity in our bodies and our minds. That's what steroids will do. You ain't never intended for us to live that way. And to let these dogs run our lives like that. They don't run my life. You're a fool. They run your lives. That's why you get cravings. You don't know why you're craving like that. That's wrong, brothers and sisters. You got to have something sweet. Your body wasn't meant to have something, some foreign object like that in your body. We messed up. We messed up in our physical sense. We messed up spiritually. We must come to grips with that and begin to deal with it when something is good for us. We don't want that. We don't like that. That's why we don't like discipline. We don't like Yahweh to govern us and to discipline us. I got some articles this sister wrote. I'm going to read it to you, sister, because I so know some of you sisters, you all are so shallow. I say it that way, so I'm going to read them. Some of you sisters are so, you brothers too, some of you are so shallow and so immature. Your feelings are easy to hell with your feelings. Your emotions are so easy to be shattered. Well, she hurt my feelings, to hell with your feelings. Your feelings don't mean nothing. They don't mean nothing. If you live life long enough, your feelings are going to be hurt more than once. I mean, a lot of times your feelings are going to get hurt. So what? Just grow up. Gird yourself up. You'll be all right. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Believe me, if I drop dead right here, life is not going to stop. Mr. Bush dropped dead in the White House today. It's not Mr. Tony Blair over there. It's not going to stop. Amagino Dodd, every leader of the world, it's not going to stop one thing at all. Do you understand that? And you getting upset or you getting emotional, that's not going to stop nothing at all. Life just keeps tick, tick, tick. Nothing stops it at all. We want things to stop for us because of our emotions and our feelings. They're not going to stop for you. Period. You're going to have many afflictions. And we don't see the things that are going to come. It says in verse 16, let me stop back at verse 15. He said, I will cause the evil beasts, and this is the metaphor of governments, to pass through the land, and they shall spoil it. And it shall be desolate. Don't these governments make land desolate? Look at the continent of Africa. Look at this nation. This is a desolate nation. It is. Are they telling you the job economy is improving? Well, what kind of job's improving? They're nothing but working at McDonald's and making these because the folks are getting greedier for stuff like that. I was talking with the brothers. I said, come on, job paying $8 an hour now. Come on, in the 80s and 70s, making that kind of money, something is wrong. And the cost of living was less expensive then than it is now. And they're making $8 an hour, $9, $10. Come on, something is wrong. Well, that's all right. They're going to bring them here. And when these Mexicans, when they bring their, once they become citizens, do you all hear me? They can immediately bring their families. So if you got 25 million and they all bring four, that's 100 million people. You say what you want to. White folks can get bad all they want to. The blackheads can do what they want to. It's going to happen. This Jezebel is coming down. We're going to see what your mothers are going to do. You think your mothers can't do nothing now? They're nothing. Nothing. Unless Yahweh prepares the way, our little few dollars are not going to do anything. And that's the truth. I don't care what you say. People are suffering. They are what they call struggling. That's all they're doing. Just struggling. Hallelujah, Yahweh. He said, I'm going to cause this to be, though these three men were in it. Look at this in verse 16. As I live, as Yahweh said, I'm telling you the truth, saith Yahweh, the sovereign Yahweh. They should deliver neither son nor daughter. They only shall be delivered, but the land shall be desolate. He said, although these three men be in the land, they're not going to deliver their son or daughter. Do you all hear that? Yahweh said, when I bring havoc upon this whore and the nations of the world, if these three men were in it, they would only deliver themselves. They would only deliver themselves. Now, I'm not trying to save wife. I'm going to save me. And if wife hears what Yahweh says, she will be delivered. If these three men in this land, they would only but deliver themselves. Do you all hear that? Yahweh said, I'm telling you. He said, I'm telling you. That's why Yahweh said, I will speak to you. I will speak to these elders. I will tell them. If these three men are in this land, they will only but deliver themselves. And this wicked generation, they worry about everybody but what Yahweh says. I'm going to save myself. I'm going to be delivered. Let mama go to hell and daddy and all go to hell. Daughter, son, all. I'm going to deliver myself. He said, the land shall be desolate. Or if I bring the sword upon the land and say, sword, go through the land so that it cut off man and beast from it. Though these three men were in it, Yahweh says, what he said, he as I live, what he said, I swear to you. As I live, saith the sovereign Yahweh, they shall deliver neither son nor daughters, but they shall only be delivered themselves. That's all they're going to deliver. That's all they're going to deliver. We're in that time, and we're going to see the climax of that. We're going to see a desolate land. It's already here, brothers and sisters. The land is desolate spiritually. It is full of darkness. It is so empty. It is so empty. You that are empty, you think that you're going to get some kind of fulfillment out there in the world. That shows you how empty you are. It is so empty. And on that deathbed, when you experience that, I don't care if you have traveled the world, not any of that will mean anything to you. Not any of that is going to strengthen you with life. I was talking to a man today. I had to take a piece of wood back to get the refund. He said to me, he said, man, I'm so sick. He said, I feel like I'm going to die. Well, I knew what he needed. He needed a little something in his body. I said, man, go get your bottle of Pepto-Bismol. He said, man, I'm so sick. He told me I've had 17 operations. I said, He said, I've been cut every way but loose. 17, man. They're just a guinea pig, the man. That's all they did. Yahweh never intended for that to be. He intended for our lives to be complete. And we're complete in HaMashiach. As long as we're in ourselves, we will never be complete. We will always live the way we live, phony and false. Some of us here, we're so superficial, we're phony, we're false, we're not genuine. His word is genuine. It speaks to us. It tells us what we are. Hallelujah. Examine your own heart. He tells you to examine yourself and see whether you be in the faith. And that's what you need to do. These men would only deliver themselves. They would not deliver their daughters or sons. He says in verse 19, or if I send a pestilence, and the pestilence is here. We can't grow nothing in this land. The bugs, the diseases overtaking every kind of crop. That's why they're trying to mutate crops with human genes. Brothers and sisters, that's what they're doing. They're taking the genes of human beings and putting that in corn and different things. You don't know what you're buying out of the stores. That's why, brothers and sisters, that was a time that autism, do you all hear me? One in every 350,000 children, you found it. Now one in every 160 children has autism. They're loonies, they're nutty. Yahweh never intended that. This nation is sick. One in every 136 families, someone is in prison. Full of prisons. Cheap slave labor. They're bringing the Mexicans here too. They're going to create a hell fight. And I tell you what, the ones that are coming, they don't mind cutting your throat either. They don't mind doing that. That won't be it at all. And they're going to create a hellish gulf between the colored folks in this country and the people that are not colored. And the rich and the powerful, they're going to set back. It has always been like that. You do any kind of research on history. Everything. If it's one thing Evangel Hartsfield taught me. He taught me the Son. Everything the man does. He does it for a purpose. And we will see the end of that thing. Look at what it is. And we're going to see it in this nation. It is a nation that has rejected Yahweh. So he's sitting in a strange people of people here. And they're overtaking everything. He's sending your jobs out of the country because you're lazy. Because you can't tell you nothing. I was at the store the other day when I went to purchase the canned goods. There's a man that works there. Brother Dale has met him. Some of the brothers, the one they call him Ulysses. His name is Ulysses, but they call him Peanut. I said, I'm going to call you Ulysses because I like the name Ulysses. And that was a young man that I owned when I went. He said, man, I got to get on it. Don't do it. What's up, man? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do that. And it really irked me the way he talked to the man. And Ulysses is a hard worker. The man works. He spent a lot of years in federal prison. And before I left, I said, Ulysses, I tell you what, I will hire you as my manager. As if I needed a manager, I shouldn't want to hire you. And I turned to that young man, I said, I want to tell you something, young blood. I said, you need to listen to what the man says. He's the man in a charge, in authority. So when he commands you and he tells you what to do, you do what he said. I said, if you listen to him, you can learn him or something. That's your problem, you won't listen. He just looked at me. He was dumbfounded, he couldn't say nothing. I said, what you do, you listen to him. He is the man. He is the one in charge. So you listen to him. Take care. I'm not afraid to tell this ignorant, stupid generation there. The wickedness. They need to know. That's the way we are. So that's all right. They'll take the Mexicans and the Indians. People in China make $4,000 a year. Engineer makes that. And they're much more proficient than the people in America. A mechanical engineer in India makes about $5,000 a year. What about one in America makes $65,000? It makes sense to get the job there. And with this telecommunication we got, he can finish the job 30 seconds, you got it. Oh! Wonderful job! You don't have no overhead. All of the corporations are doing that. The unions, they're busting them. They're filing Chapter 13, and they're taking the jobs to China and to India. China got 1 billion people that are poor. They have the oligarchies that run that nation. They have about 500,000 people that run the country. And the rest are basically poor. And they don't mind working for $10 a day. They will build a better vehicle than the ones that are making $75 an hour in America. They will build you a better vehicle. And so that's what they're doing. And they're going to bring this arrogant whore down to a piece of meat, what they're going to bring it down to. All the rich boys, they're taking their monies out of this nation. They invested it in the euros because the dollar bill has no power at all. It has nothing to back it. Nothing. Nothing. And Yahweh says to his house, you better hear my truth. You better obey me. Because we're going to see it in this country. Our own foolishness telling us it's not going to happen. I know it. But that's all right. You will see it. Let me close here. He says in verse 18, though these three men were in it and live, as I live, saith Yahweh, they shall neither deliver son, daughter, but they shall only deliver themselves. I send the pestilence to the land. He's going to do that. And I'm going to pour out my fury, my anger, upon the blood, for blood. And I will cut off it from man and beast. I will cut man and beast from off of it. Though Noah, Daniel, and Eeyore were in it, as I live, saith Yahweh, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter. They shall but deliver their own being or their own soul by their righteousness. You better deliver you. You better deliver you. They will only deliver themselves. For this, when I send my four sword judgment, Mishpatim, upon Jerusalem, the sword, the famine, and the evil beast, and the pestilence, and cut off man and beast. Yet, see therein, now this is the key, therein, even though he's going to do that, there shall be left a great many, a remnant, just a small part, few that's going to find it. There will be left a remnant that shall be brought forth, both sons and daughters. See, they shall come forth to you, and you shall see their way and their doings, and you shall be confronted concerning the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem, even concerning all that I have brought upon it. Verse 23, and they shall comfort you when you see their ways and their doings, and you shall know that I have not done this without cause, all that I have done in it, saith Yahweh. He said, I want you to know that what I have done and what I'm going to do, you will know that I have done it. It will not be without a cause. You will know I got a cause to do this. You will know what I'm doing. I got a cause because of this idolatrous, wicked generation. You will know it's done because of their wickedness. You will know that. You will understand clearly, I got a reason to do this, and I'm going to bring them down to a piece of meat. I'm going to bring it down. And he's going to bring it down. I know we don't believe that. I know that our own imagination and this spirit of trickery and it's bewitching tells us it's not going to happen, but it's coming down. It's coming down. They have defied the mishvats of Yahweh. They despise his mishvatim. It is missing from the land. You know it's missing from the land because it's missing from you. Look at your own heart. You have no mishpatim. You have no judgment. And judgment will always do one thing. I want to tell you something. It will always correct you. Always. Correct me with your judgment, Yahweh. It will always correct you. Your ways will be corrected. You will walk correct. That's what judgment does. And Yahweh said, I'm going to bring judgment to let you know. You will know that I have not done this without a cause. You can say what you want to. You will know that I'm justified in what I'm doing. And everything he does, he's going to be justified in it. He's bringing this nation, this Jezebel, this whore, this Isabel, she's coming down to the ground. You hear me? She is coming down. She's bewitched. And everything she does is bewitch the people. The Shabbat of Yahweh is a day of great bewitching, isn't it? Then there's stores and there's shopping and nickel and diming and their ball games, and their cookouts and their fat burgers and everything. Everything. The football, basketball, the racing. Everything. Except a worship of a pure heart unto Yahweh. They will not do that. They will not. So if you are a Noah, a Daniel, or an Eeyore in this generation, you're not going to save son, daughter. You will but save yourself and deliver yourself. And I'm going to deliver David. And Yahshua said, as far as me and my house, we're going to serve Yahweh. And that's what we're going to do. And the Torah is going to be laid down in my house. It is going to be obeyed in my house. It is going to be followed in my house. and Yahweh's be it. I'm going to serve Yahweh, and I'm going to obey Him. That should be our desire and our inspiration. He's to bless you. May He help you tonight. May He cause you all to be strengthened. Simple, but it's the truth. This is what it's going to take to overcome. You're not going to overcome by your emotions and your feelings. I'm telling you that. You're not. That's the bottom line. You're not. And I say to you all, brothers and sisters, I want to say this to all of you. I want you all to hear me. Every last one of you. First of all, I'm not trying to get anyone here. I simply want the people of Yahweh here. And if any of you all feel, I don't care who you are, feel like that this place impedes you, your family, your children, you know you don't have to live here. I would leave tonight. Look at who it is. I will not let this place impede me. I will not let it circumvent me from my children or my sons or my daughters growing up in the nurture of Yahweh. This place that they leave today, don't be a fool. We'll head out here tonight. As far as me, I'm going to stay here and preach just like this. I don't care what happens. I don't care what transpires. I don't care about your situation or mine. I'm going to preach like this. Because this is what's going to get us over. Your feelings are not going to get us over. Period. This is what's going to get us over. Nothing else. So you don't have to. I don't care who you are. I love to get married. I don't care who it is. It's not money, because it's not the money that's going to sustain Yahweh's people. He brought them out with not one dime. There's going to be a faith in Him. It's not that. It's amazing, because I showed the brothers just over the last three days. It's not much money, but it's a lot of money to us. $1,200, $1,300. Yahweh's causing the people to sin. And the offers are coming in. So it's not the money. That's going to sustain. It's going to be a faithfulness unto Him. It's not money. That don't mean nothing. It's whether we committed to Him. The only thing that's going to save you is your obedience unto Yahweh. You understand that? And that's it. So I say this to you all. Don't damn yourself. Don't let a fool like this man bewitch you. Take heed that no man deceives you. I don't care who the man. Don't let him deceive you. Don't let me deceive you. But it's one thing that I know for sure. And you can't challenge me. And then I come out of the book. That's where I come from. From the book. Oh, I know it's just printed out in here. But it's still from the book. It's from the book in here. I come from the book. From the book. And it's so simple that he takes someone that an uneducated thing like me and calls me to understand. So I don't care who you are. You run. You flee. You take your sons, your daughters. You flee. I will flee to the hill and save myself from this untoward generation. But as far as this house, we're going to walk in the Torah and the discipline of Yahweh. And our lives must always be governed. Because our lives, Yahweh has established any time. It's one thing. I say this in my close, and you that are listening. Evangelist Hartsfield taught me this many years ago. He said, Brother Roberts, I want to tell you something. Our lives, I don't care who we are, there's a certain order to it. And once you break that order of life, I don't care who you are, you will never get back to that place where you need to keep that strand or that even flow in life. And that's why many of our lives, we have not flowed the way it should have flowed, because they have been broken from that strand to keep us walking that fine line. I know mine was. So it is in the spiritual realm. That's why many lives are messed up today. Brothers and sisters, can I tell you this? I don't say this to be harsh and to be funny. Yahweh is not mocked. I don't care what you sow, you're going to reap it. We have done things that are so wicked and so vile. Well, I did it 10 years ago, but that's all right. You're still going to reap that thing. Yahweh is not mocked. For whatsoever man sow, that shall he also reap. You're going to reap that. You sow to the flesh, and the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. So there's things that come out because you have given to the flesh. That's just the truth. Well, I'm suffering out there hardship because you've done that. Why should a man complain if he suffers for his own sins? So there are things we are sown to. They were not right. You shame Yahweh. You defied every righteous law of Yahweh. So we reap those things, and nothing we can do. Nothing. But to bless him, to give him thanks. That's all you're going to do. That's what you better do. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you do. You sowed it, you're going to reap it. No, man. What I've sown, you don't have to reap that. What you sown, you're going to reap it. Well, why does it take away? Because you sow that. You sow that. That's why I always warn you all, the little young ones. I was looking at the picture the other day. I look at those pictures every night. I pull it down. I got a picture of all the little girls that were in all the boys. I look and I said, boy, one day I guess I'll go in there, X the faces on. I won't do it right now, but I think I got that picture. I've had it 10 years since we've been here. We weren't even here, but they all were here, and it's amazing. All of them were there together, and the picture was taken, and I have the picture. Hallelujah. So what we sow, we're going to reap. That's just it. We sow to the flesh. Of the flesh, we're going to reap corruption. That's just it. If I smoke 10 packs or 3 packs of cigarettes for 15 years that I quit 10 years ago, don't think I'm not going to reap that. You're still going to reap it. I played basketball all them years outside on concrete and my knees now. Am I reaping that? Sure, I'm reaping that. Look at what you say. I sow to the flesh and I'm reaping that. Sure I am. Sure I am. So whatever you sow, you're going to reap it. You're going to get a harvest of that. You're going to have to eat that. As the old saying, the rooster's coming home to roost. That's it. And whatever you young ones sow, that's coming back on you. You hard-headed, you rebellious against your parents, your mom and dad. Believe me, that's coming back on you. I don't care what you say. Mothers, I'm telling you that you hard-headed with your parents. You talk back, you did your only thing. That's going to happen to you. I don't care what you say. That's just that. You sow that. It's just going to come. That's just it. You almost understand that. You young men, you think you got something? It's going to come back on you. Young ones want to do their own thing. Believe me, it's going to come back on them. That's just the truth. You all don't have to like it, but I'm just being honest enough with you. That's what's going to happen. So whatever we sow, it comes back. So what do? We just begin to sow the righteous seed of Yahweh. That's what we do. What do? It comes back on. There's about nothing. All the things I did in my young days, the things that I'm suffering with now, I'll talk to the brothers about it. But what I did 30 years ago, but I'm suffering from that now. And I didn't do it a lot of times, but I'm still suffering from that. My body, there are things wrong with my body because of what I did then. Because of that, I have problems with that. Even today, I still suffer from that. I still suffer in my body. So what do we sow, we reap? May Yahweh bless you. Be encouraged. I am. Be strong. Let us stand to our feet. You that are listening, we bless you all tonight. May Yahweh bless you all, wherever you are. May His shalom fill your home. May He strengthen you in your walk. And may your night be a blessed one. In all things, we bless you tonight. Abba, we thank you for all things. Bless your people, I pray, and get them strength. Each home, I pray your comfort. Rest in each home tonight. Go with each brother and each sister and touch them mightily. And touch every heart tonight. And assure them all as they go forth tonight. Bless them in a mighty way. Yeshua's mighty name. And cause the hearts to be delighted. Even the trials that some are encountering, give them comfort tonight, I pray. The hearts that are heavy, just take the heavy yoke and the burden from every heart. We ask all things in Yahshua's mighty name. Yahweh bless you all.